And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on Your There Sports, and we're happy to be joined now by Maddie Hoheisel, another outstanding member here of the Class of 2020 at Peers Healy High. Maddie, tell us a little bit about the Hoheisel family. Who's all there?
My parents are Brad and Jill Hoheisel. I am the youngest of six kids. I have four sisters and one brother. My sisters are Kylie, Mariah, Megan, and Nikki, and my brother is Bryce. My sister Megan is married to Scott Harold, and my sister Nikki is engaged to Ethan Lochner.
Wow! So that's a it's a nice big household here. And does Bryce feel picked on sometimes by all the girls in the household, or?
I don't think he minds it too much.
Okay. Well, Maddie, tell us about some of the things that you're involved with here at Peers here as a senior here. What keeps Maddie Hoheisel busy?
I did web this fall. I am in MHS, band, tennis, yearbook, EPIC. I am the Spanish club president and the student council vice president. And then I am the concession student manager, and I do clock for 7th or 8th grade and C-squad basketball.
Wow, that is a lot on your plate. How do you find time to work in all those activities?
Well, they're spread out pretty much through the year, so it's pretty easy to do it.
Okay, let's break them down a little bit. Let's talk about being president of the Spanish club. What does that entail, and what are your duties there?
I will be speaking at the Pep Fest today, talking about what we'll be doing, and I'll probably help lead meetings. And yeah, haven't done too much yet, but
I know I see you involved in a lot of places here and just helping out here. Well, talk about what motivates you just to volunteer your time and be involved in so much here. Everywhere I go, I see Maddie Hoheisel around there. That's quite an undertaking for you.
I just love helping people and knowing that I helped them out somehow. And I like knowing that I know.
Yeah.
What
is web? What you mentioned that right off the bat here. What does that entail?
Web stands for Where Everyone Belongs. We take incoming sixth graders and help them transition to seventh grade, so their first day is easier and they just know where they're going and they don't get lost.
That's a pretty valuable thing to do, because that can be, I'm sure you remember well, a pretty daunting and scary time to come to a school and be the low person on the totem pole, so to speak. What are you some of the things that you run into with young kids that maybe their fears are that you try and conquer here? What are some of their biggest questions?
They're definitely scared of the hallways.
Yeah.
With walking with all the big kids. They're always scared that they won't have enough time in between classes to get to each one and back to their locker.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two biggest things I'd say.
Yeah, you can just kind of put those fears to rest, say, hey, it's all going to work out and everything. As far as the classroom work, what type of studies are you interested in?
I really like hands-on stuff. Like, my favorite class right now, one of my favorites is, like, foods. And I really liked Spanish because it's just, we do a lot of fun stuff in there.
And you can combine the two and make a because I think Sarah Funk just told me that enchiladas was on the menu today. So there you go. You got Spanish and your foods class. What's it like to have your mom in school here? It's got to be pretty nice. You can, if you need to talk to somebody, well, you got somebody to go right to there.
Yeah, I absolutely love it because she keeps snacks in her room. So anytime I get hungry, I can just go in there. I eat lunch in there. So,
Do you have her as far as a? Is she one of your advisors, or are you one of her teacher student helpers, or?
I help her 8th hour as a youth services class, Okay. And then she is my concessions advisor.
Okay, what is youth services class? What's that?
I have enough credits, so it's just volunteering to help her if she needs anything done, so.
What do you have to do to run the concession stand? How does that work? You know, are you taking inventory? Are you making sure everything is stocked up? I see you, putting pizzas in the oven on a nightly basis here. But talk about that and the responsibilities.
I am responsible for ordering all the pop, the candy. I have to stock all of it, and then I work all the tournaments, every game. I have to make sure all the workers sign in and do all that.
do you have to line up the schedules here? And do different groups have nights that they work? And does that credit them somehow? Or how does that work? Because sometimes I see, you know, one night the band will be in there or some athletic group will be in there. Or how does that work? How do you assign that or who assigns that?
We usually try to have four workers in there plus me. So Mrs. Andrews is the advisor for the senior trip, so she usually sends two. And then Mr. Rushlow makes a schedule of the different clubs that want to work, and then they send two.
All right. Well, you've got a big tennis match coming up today. Talk about the tennis season here in your senior year. A highly seeded team, the number two seed. Talk about what it has, how it's developed, and it went really fast. I mean, here it is, tournament time already.
I started out last year I was at four doubles. This year I moved up to three doubles, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I moved back down to four doubles, so I would have liked to have stayed at three doubles, but it's still been fun.
Who's your partner in double? Who's your doubles partner?
Right now I'm playing with Morgan Pocamp.
Okay. As far as your strength, are you a net player? Are you baseline? What's your Do you like doubles? Have you ever been a singles player in the program, or have you always been a doubles player?
I've mostly always been a doubles player. I really like doubles most of the time. I think I do better at the baseline, but
okay. Once winter and spring roll around, are you involved in any activities there now with tennis occupying your fall?
Winter, I'll be very busy doing the basketball clock and concessions. And spring, I don't have too much going on, so I help my dad at home.
Oh, okay. Any future plans as far as colleges? What are you looking at, Maddie?
I'm hoping to stay close to home, either go to Brainerd or St. Cloud for hopefully business.
Oh, okay. What area of business interests you? What drew you to that?
I'm not really sure yet. I just really like doing the concession stuff, so I'm hoping something similar to that.
Okay. What type of class schedule do you have? What does a Madison Hoheisel daily classroom look like? Where do you go? What instructors do you have?
My schedule's pretty easy this semester. I start out with Mrs. Stuckmeyer in computer apps, and then I have Spanish with Mrs. Horning, and then I have foods with Mrs. Strohmeyer, and then I go to band with Mr. Poland, and then I have study hall, and then I have team sports with Mr. Toops. And then I have sociology with Mr. Weber, and then youth services with my mom.
Pretty busy day, pretty busy day. When you look back on it now, here you are, you know, it's still fall of your senior year, but do you have a favorite memory of your high school career? Have you pinpointed anything yet, or are you hoping that moment still to come?
I loved high school so far, and I'm hoping there's going to be something really huge I'll really like, but so far I just really liked it all.
When you deal with young kids, which it sounds like you do a lot here, what advice do you give them, or what would you tell them to enjoy or make the most of their years here at Pierce?
I would say just get involved as much as possible, because it goes by really fast, and that's kind of cliche, but
yeah,
it's true.
It is very true. Where do you see yourself in maybe 10 years from now, Maddie, maybe 10, 15 years from now?
I'm hoping I'll have some kind of business job someplace. I don't really know a ton yet, but staying close to family and
remains to be seen. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how do you like that brother-in-law of yours, Scott? He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. We get together at least two or three times a week with him, so.
Yeah, he is. And Ethan's a good guy, too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Maddie. Good luck today in tennis.
Thank you.
All right. Maddie Hoheisel here as the tennis team prepares to face BBE in their first-round playoff, and she's our latest member of our senior spotlight here on You Are There Sports.